You are in a position right now where you feel you can't go on. You're tired, you're frustrated, things are not going the way you want them to go, and you feel like giving up. Well, I can tell you this, it gets to a point where you want to give up. It gets to a point where you can't carry on. You feel like you don't have it anymore. But I'm here to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, you still have a chance. There's a chance for you and there's a chance for me. There's a chance for anybody and everyone out there that is willing to push a little bit harder. I promise you this. Throughout life, as long as you're living, you're going to be tested. But do you have the capabilities to pass the test? Do you have the tenacity and the grit to dig a little bit deeper? Ladies and gentlemen, everybody moves different. Sometimes we get captivated by what other people are doing, how they're living, what they're wearing, all of those things. And we feel we should be a part of that too. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're all guilty of it. Why can I have this or that?
So the time that you have is the time that is given, is the time for you to go after it. It's the time for you to believe. It's the time for you to take the chance. If you have a vision, chase your vision. Don't be complacent with your ideas. Don't be afraid to take a chance. Don't be afraid to take a chance on life. Don't be afraid to stand on what you believe in. If you seek greatness, then go after greatness. There are going to be hardships along the way. You will not win every battle. But you got to take a chance.
You have to feed your mind and your spirit that you can do it. A lot of challenges, ladies and gentlemen, are going to come. Whether you're rich or poor, or maybe in the middle, maybe you're just living a good life and you're just getting by. I believe most of us are just getting by no matter what we have in life, because life itself has numerous challenges. But today is a blessed day and you're living, and you have to be strong, and you have to trust in yourself, and you have to believe no matter what comes after you, make a stand. Take charge of your life and see the value within yourself. Not everybody is going to stand with you. Not everybody is going to hope the best for you. Not everybody is going to believe in you. When it's all said and done, you got to believe in yourself. Don't get lost in misery. Don't get lost in anger. Don't let your emotions control you to where you can't focus. I know it happens often. We've all been through that chaos once upon a time or two in our lives. But this is our lives we're talking about. And we're fighting for it each and every day. So please, ladies and gentlemen, stay in your lane, stay on your path, find your destiny, search deep within yourself, and know that you do have purpose. That is why you exist. So carry on the good fight. Don't give up on you. I believe in you. It's time for you to believe in yourself. You've given so much of yourself to anyone and everybody that's come your way. And now here you are, drained, tired, weak, don't know the direction you want to go, because you've used up all of your valuable time and wasted on the things that are not helping you to grow. Here's what I suggest. I want you to take a moment,
have a moment of clarity and accept the fact that you have to be willing to disconnect yourself from things that are not helping you to grow. That means, ladies and gentlemen, you got to make time for you. You cannot waste time, because time, as we all know, is of an essence. And time marches on with or without you. And if you're wasting time doing nothing with what you have, then it will be nothing. It will be in vain. And it'll be a shame for you to waste time doing nothing with your life. You have to take a chance within yourself and say, I got to go forth. Mentally, physically, spiritually, all of these things must be connected so that I can grow. And it's never too late to grow, ladies and gentlemen. But you've got to do something better in your life. And you have to stop allowing outside interference to interfere with you and what you have going on in your life today. We don't have a lot of time. There are too many things that are happening around us. We are so afraid to just be alone sometimes. We're so afraid that we feel that we have to have a bunch of people around us to make us feel special and amazing. And you really don't need all of that. But what you need is support within yourself. Don't be afraid to make those sacrifices. Don't be afraid to hold back. Just go forward. Stay away from negativity if you can. Don't buy into the nonsense of thinking that you're less of yourself when you're so much more. And stop playing the blame game. Doesn't work. Don't point fingers. Know that you are responsible for your life right now. And you're gonna lose more so than you gain. But the gains that you get, as long as it's in a positive way, then you're on the right track. So convince yourself and believe in yourself and know that you do have work to do within you. And those that oppose against you making those sacrifices, they were never for you in the first place. Don't waste your time draining yourself to please others. Don't waste your time doing things that's not helping you to grow. Don't waste your time on laziness.
I decided that I knew who I was, and I knew what I had to do. And I knew it wasn't going to be easy. And I knew I had to continue to fight the good fight. No matter what anyone said or thought or believed about me, I, within myself, took the chance to say, I am who I am. I am great within myself. And no one or anything can stop my purpose.
Make those sacrifices that will make you better. Eliminate the things that are not helping you to grow. Because you're holding on to things that is taken away from you. And you will never see the real truth if you continue to believe in lie. Keep it moving, and from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.
How much time do you believe you have left in this world? Do you live your life in fear? Do you live your life as if you're going to go on forever? To everyone that can hear my voice today, you are still alive. each and every day, each and every moment, each and every minute, someone transitions from this world. That means that life, it is ultimately short, and it should not be taken for granted. You're living because someone else didn't make it. But here you are. Now, what do you do with your life? Are you going to just sit and do nothing with it? Are you going to make other people's lives miserable? Are you going to be a selfish individual? Or are you going to do something that will make a difference? Not only to yourself, but the people around you. Doesn't cost you much to be a better human being. It doesn't cost you anything to do what's right within yourself. Be positive. Put away the hate. Don't let it consume you. Today, take time to rectify yourself. Take time to say to yourself, I gotta do better. I need to do better. Because I don't know how much time I have. There's a fact, ladies and gentlemen, that you cannot stop the inevitable. Do you realize there are people out there right now that are fighting different circumstances right now that you may not be fighting? Sure, you may be healthy and you may be strong, but the next man and next woman don't have that opportunity. They don't know when their last day is coming. You're living because it's a blessing. You're living because there's a chance. Your life is a beautiful gift. Don't misuse your life. Don't take it for granted. Learn to appreciate this beautiful life you live. You grow, and soon this life that you have been given will come to an end. What do you do from the time you were put in this world and the time that you have right now? It's not over if you can hear me now. If you can hear my voice, it's not over. I just want you to understand what life really means. If you're angry, find peace. If you're sad, make time to heal. Sorrow, anger doesn't work. It doesn't make your life longer. When you put that kind of pressure on yourself, how long do you think you'll really last? When you're not taking care of your body and your health, how long do you think you're gonna last? Don't live your life reckless. Don't think that you can just go on without any consequences, as if you're gonna live your life forever, because it's not promised. And there are no second chances. Many people will wait until the next day to do something right. Many people will put things off to the side because they believe tomorrow is waiting for them. But who says that tomorrow is yours? It's not for you. It's not for me. Because it hasn't happened yet. You're hoping that you will be able to celebrate another day in this world. You're looking for another opportunity to walk this earth. And just because you think, I'm healthy, I'm good, nothing's going to happen to me, don't you dare think for one moment that nothing can touch you. Life is short. It's complicated. It's beautiful. It has its good days and its bad days. You still got to learn how to live life. You still got to learn how to adapt to certain circumstances and situations. You still got to have a sense of gratitude. You still have to have a sense of humility. We're all working together to better ourselves, because the second that you leave here, you're not coming back. That's how life is. It's short. When it's over, it's over. The clock is up, but life will still go on, with or without you. So while you're in this world, do something that puts you in a position to say, I did something and I feel great about it because I made a difference. I changed myself. I changed other people's thought process. I made a difference. Make life happen today. Be strong. Live out the best days of your life. Put your arms around somebody and tell them that you love them. Be an example and embrace your life. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, you're gonna be okay. The thing about life, it's not gonna go the way you want it to go. You're not gonna always have those happy days. That's how life works. You're not gonna always win. In fact, you're gonna lose most of the times. Before you learn how to win, you're gonna ask yourself, how is it that I'm working so hard, but I'm not getting anywhere? I'm not going anywhere. I'm not growing. There will come times where you are going to feel so low, and then you're gonna wanna give up. These things are part of human emotions. We're human beings. And sometimes we act on emotions, and our emotions can tear us apart, but we don't have to hold on to them. Just remember, you are blessed because you have the air in your lungs today. Don't waste it. Don't give up on your life. Don't look for the downfalls. Look for the come-ups and never give up. Make a significant difference today while you still have a chance. We all have a destiny. We are all chasing greatness. Take life and hold on to it the best way you know how. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business.